Broken Eggs Media.
Faster performance, lower bandwidth costs, proven solutions for content delivery. Cashfly.com. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast, your favorite source for news, reviews, marketplace updates, rumors, and more. Brought to you by a wannabe pilot, a bowling ball, and a psychotic cow.
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast. This is episode 49, The Army of Bully Ball Players, for the week of March 2nd, 2008.
Howdy, everybody. I am Brun, BJ Swick 33.
And I am Mark, a.k.a. Wingman 709. This week, we'll be talking about Phil Harrison leaving Sony, the GTA 4 demo, more DLC for Gra 2, and will we finally get to battle the Brumac in Gears of War 2? We also are going to go into our three features this week of Army of Two, Bully the Scholarship Edition, and MLB 2K8. So let's get this show on the road. Bron, do you want to do the honors of introducing our new host to the show?
Well, let's just let him, you know, new host. Why don't you introduce yourself and give out your gamer tag and maybe, you know, maybe give a little heads up on what you'll be talking about today for your very first podcast.
What's a gamer tag?
Oh, jeez.
like, really, what is that?
What, a gamer tag? Well, for the last host, his was Moronic Cow.
Oh, so. That thing.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm Moronic Cow 1.
Moronic Cow 1.
Isn't that, like, weird?
Like, yeah, it's, and you even sound like him.
No, I guess
what's
not.
What's your first name?
Lyle.
Lyle. So it's Lyle, a.k.a. Moronic Cow 1.
That is true. That is correct.
All right. Well, what are you going to be talking about, Lyle?
I'm going to be talking about... now, it's kind of odd because I listened... I was a huge fan of your show, and I really liked Kyle. I thought he was the best one by far.
I was going to ask who your favorite host was.
And, like, he blew you guys out of the water, and I'm really sad to see him go, but... you know, I'm glad that I'm on the show now. I should be able to bring it back up to somewhat close to the caliber that it was at. But I'm going to be talking about... I have a little section here called Details, Dated, Download, and DLC.
So it's Lyle's famous Details, Dated, Downloaded, and DLC.
Straight from the desk of Moronic Cow 1.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yep.
Well... Lyle, make sure you add your gamer card to our little Xbox Podcast gamer card on our home page on our website so we can reach that 500,000 gamer score. Currently, we're sitting at 382,196, and that's 35 people helping. Here's some of the following people that are, you know, helping us out here. It's kind of it's a good long list, but you have Stifler 92274, SoxFan 13, GPA Golfer, Wingman 709, The Viper 79, Sub Zero. Oh wait, yeah, Sub Zero L.
Yep.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while. Halo Chris 117, Overkill 1972, E Elon 97, Johnson UK. Admiring Worm, Moronic Cow, which we may have to have him removed. He's been sending us hate mail.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
I didn't. I thought he was a pretty good guy. I didn't think he'd do.
Yeah.
That.
Well, we'll just change it to Moronic Cow 1. So,
okay. Cool.
Who's that next one?
Sick Assassin.
Assassin, yeah. JLC Jr. B BJSwig33, Soul Assassin 0808, Bolts for War, Gunner KO, JMonkey618, Bashful Llama, HeyDude235, DMan47, Grumpy Jedi, SouthPaul34. Anybody want to take the rest?
Stingiton, Xritsim007, Makoez, Reeser14, FXDM, Con Sachs, Mark2789, Kman19, Major Spork, Shanbu5, and Can the Cool.
Hmm.
I would personally think that would be Con.
Con!
I knew that was coming. And Lyle, we do have Beat Up the Host every Friday.
What's that about?
Well, it's basically we pick a game.
I thought you listened to
play.
Our show avidly.
Yeah. I thought I saw you on there once.
You know,
but
I skipped the first part because it was just blabber. You know, I just got to the news stories, and then I didn't really care about the feature because you guys don't talk about any of the games that I like anyways. So I just hit the news stories. Basically, I only listened to Kyle talk. I skipped around until I found him talking, and then I was like, okay, we'll listen to this. When he stopped talking, I just turned it off.
I have this weird picture.
I don't think this guy's going to work out.
Yeah, I have this picture in my head that you have, like, a picture of Kyle with hearts around it right now. which makes it even
actually,
weirder that it would be a picture of yourself. But
actually, there's a picture of Kyle on my ceiling so that every time when I wake up, he's the first thing I see. It's pretty cool.
All right. Well, we did play. We did play Grawl 2, and we had powdery cheese.
Dude, that's Kyle's favorite game.
Powdery cheese.
Did you know that he has a perfect 1,000 of 1,000 before the DLC?
He's not perfect no more.
You know that?
Yeah, you're not perfect, Kyle. You
before
better get on to
DLC.
It.
Don't matter.
Hey, have you played it yet? Because I was thinking about buying it. Maybe we could do it together.
I think last time I checked, Kyle's gamer score was increased because of one or two co-op achievements that he got. Okay.
But not all five, right? No, I didn't think so.
Yeah, because his best buddy on Xbox Live, Wingman709, decided to lose him in the dust and didn't wait for him.
Yeah, winging those achievements, he can't wait too long. It's like, you know, holding Twinkies in front of me. They're not going to stay there too long if they're sitting there. I got to eat them. All right, well, we played Grawl 2. We had Powdery Cheese, Major Spork, and Soul Assassin, Wingman, and myself. And it was a public room, so we had other people jump in, but it was a good time.
Yeah, I got an achievement for 150 kills.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, you got the 150, I got the 50, so, because I haven't played that much. But, yep.
What the noob.
Well, okay, I'm going to start calling you Kyle, because I'm just going to get confused. But, 360 voice challenge, it has kicked off. Not 100, you know, do you want to
yes,
run through the status,
has.
Or do you want me to?
You know what, I will be more than happy to run through the status.
Okay.
First of all, you got Moronic Cow on first with a total point gain of 7,000, so no one will be able to catch him.
Come on, get real
then
now.
Close second is 840 points with Revenge Hunter 21. Actually, I think Revenge Hunter is going to take it because he started with a score of 170 gamer score. So, Revenge Hunter, if you're listening out there, just use it up and get that 4,000 Microsoft points because you basically won. As long as he keeps playing, but
I'm gonna be tied for like seventh or something.
You are tied for last place with me.
Yeah, I know, but I got 10 tonight.
And X-Retsim.
So,
well, you're a liar. Anyways, second place is Legend Taker 117. He has a buttload of points with 30,810, and he's achieved a 650 point gain. And then notable third place with 550-point gain is Lord Phantom 00.
Yeah, this one ain't over yet. Those scores are actually pretty close.
No. Yeah, it's definitely not over.
I wish I still had my Gamefly. I'd pull out Avatar and pump out 1,000 real quick.
You know, I still do have my game. Well, yeah. Actually, Mass Effect is still sitting on my deal, and I haven't opened it yet.
I was thinking about this weekend racing, doing my full 100% race on NASCAR and getting my 100 points for that. So.
Oh, nice. Well, you have fun with that. But other notables, Southpaw 34 is, no.
Well, I think it's supposed to be South, but.
Anyways, he's in fourth place. Slider Q and Arc Sphere are tied for fifth place. And Wing, Marana Cow, BJ Swick 33, 7, 8, 9. And X Red Sim 10.
Yay. So,
that's basically it. So, you guys ready to head on and hit top
stories? Yes, let's get started.
This just in. Xbox News is up right now.
All right. Top stories. And I'm leading off with Phil Harrison leaves Sony Computer Entertainment. And
dun, dun, dun.
You might wonder, well, why are they talking about Phil Harrison leaving Sony? Who cares? This is an Xbox podcast. But you know what? I'm just going to take my last jab at this guy because I thought it was funny that, you know, Sarcastic Gamer made, you know, used him in a couple of their parody songs, you know, and it's like he was just spouting off the whole time about how wonderful PS3 is, how great it is, how superb it is. Now, the thing has been out, what, a year? The 360 had a year launch on it.
Yeah.
They had Live for, what, three years. Xbox Live had already been out for 3 years prior to the 360 launch. So it wasn't something new to the 360 that was redesigned for the 360. But now, a year later, PS3 launches. They've been out for over a year now. They still don't have really an online presence. They're still working on, quote, home. And Phil is, you know, I still can't get over how he's like, well, you know, we're just not worried about online gamers, you know. You know, I just think it's funny that he decides to, after all these years, to finally leave when PS3 hasn't done so well. And then he leaves now that it's probably going to start picking up because of Blu-ray. Metal Gear Solid 4 is coming out in June, I think June 12th. Blu-ray 1. This thing's going to start selling like crazy, and he leaves.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he could leave for any reason. I mean, he's been there a long time. He could leave for personal reasons or anything like that. So, you know, he is leaving, and, you know, good luck to him to whatever he does. But the only thing I remember is last year, and I listen, everybody knows I listen to a billion podcasts, and every single one of them have all came back and have said something like, you know, well, you know, it's been a year. Last GDC, they announced Home and how it's going to be this next great thing of gaming 2.0, and then they're going to have Little Big Planet, and that's all they did last year at GDC was talk about those two things and how they're coming out. And this year at GDC, they're still not out. And then what was the big announcements from Sony from this GDC was nothing, because they didn't have a press conference or anything. So it's just like, wow, you know, what's happening? And then he leaves. So it's like, whoa, you know, maybe some, you know, this might have been in the works for a while. But, and the whole Blu-ray thing, whoop-dee-dee. I mean, I know it's, you know, the way I see it is, hey, if I'm going to get a Blu-ray player, I'm going to get a PS3 because it's a gaming console also, you know. But the thing is I would hate to sit there and think of my, you know, Sony was saved because people wanted to watch movies instead of it being a gaming console. You know, look at the Wii, it doesn't do anything
right. Other
than play games. No online, well, you know.
Right.
It has online, it has a web browser.
Yeah, it has a web browser. Yeah, and I can make a me. And
check your
weather.
There's some 16. News.
Yeah, I can vote. I can vote on funny things. And, you know, I have a 16-digit friend code, but it doesn't play DVDs. You know, it plays games. And it's selling a ton.
It does what it's supposed to do, and it does it very well.
Right, and then you have the Xbox. Okay, the Xbox does play DVDs, but every time I hear somebody say that, you know, the Xbox is finally going to get dinged now because it doesn't have Blu-ray built in, or that HD DVD died, you know, so now all of a sudden the Xbox is doomed. It's just like, how is it doomed? You know, it plays Halo 3, it plays BioShock, it plays Call of Duty 4, it's going to play, you know, downloadable content for GTA 4, you know, it's going to play games. Oh, just imagine that, a gaming console that plays games. So, it's just, I am going to buy a PlayStation eventually. There's no doubt about it. And Wing, you even sent me the article on, you know, it coming out with a bundle with
Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, Metal Gear Solid, and the baseball game for it comes out here pretty soon, which is supposed to be the best baseball game put out this year. And it's only... It's exclusive to Sony. So, you know, I'm going to have one. It's going to play Blu-rays and everything. I'm tired of hearing, you know, that Microsoft's doomed and Sony, now that Blu-ray's won, now the PS3 is going to be some killer machine just because it plays Blu-ray. And that's saying that everybody in the world or everybody is going to now go buy a $4,000 TV and decide to upgrade their entire DVD library to Blu-ray. Just with a drop of the hat because Blu-ray won. And by time next year, 2 years roll around, it's all going to be digital anyways. So, but sorry, I ramble on.
Why don't you tell us how you really feel?
Yeah. I'm a gamer. That's the thing. I love
GTA
games. 4. I play PC games. I play games. You know, I was a huge... I'm still a PlayStation fan. I mean, I love the PS2. I didn't get an Xbox, but the 360 just made sense. You know, I don't want PlayStation to fail. I don't want Xbox to fail. But everybody just keeps blabbering about stuff that just doesn't make sense to me. And that's my opinion. It doesn't make sense. Oh, Blu-ray won. Now all of a sudden the PS3 is the best gaming console in the world because it's got Blu-ray. It just does not make sense. How about it's the best gaming console because it's got games? You know, that's the thing that kind of gets me. But
yeah, it's just fanboys and... You know.
Right. I was rooting for Blu-ray. I mean, eventually, well, the whole Blu-ray thing, we had it, but then eventually I was just like, you know what? If I was going to buy one right now, it's going to be Blu-ray. And I'm just glad the thing's over. You know,
right.
If you want to go do what I was talking about, go get your TV that plays 1080p, go upgrade your, you know, DVD collection to Blu-ray or start buying Blu-rays or whatever, good. You know, it's better for the consumer. And then the other thing I'm calling is that Blu-rays will actually jump $5 in price. Because now there is no competition.
Yep, it'll go back up because they spent all that money to get companies to come over to their technology. It wasn't that the best technology won; it's that Sony spent hundreds of millions of dollars. They kicked out basically, you know, bribes to get these companies to commit to their format only. That's the only reason they won.
Well, I mean, it's good that there's only one.
Right.
You know. You know, because we kind of went on that, but people's like, oh, no, the Blu-rays won't go up in price. I'm just like, you watch. They may not go up big. I bet you they go up $3 to $5, something small, but it's going to go up. And the reason why it's going to go up is because it's Sony. They want to make money. I mean, Microsoft does the same thing when it comes to their software. You know, you can pick any company and they do the same thing. It's like Nintendo selling Wii remotes that are different colors and people go buy them. It's like, let's just re-release the same crap just in a different color. So.
Well, anyways, I thought this was interesting that Phil Harrison recently basically slammed Sony Japan and was saying that they were not outgoing enough about social gaming.
That's interesting.
I found that kind of funny. So just based on all the things that he's said so far, that it, you know, they weren't worried about live, they weren't worried about this, they weren't worried about that. And even I've started to look at PS3 Fanboy, because I watch the Xbox 360 Fanboy, because there's just a ton of news, and I really like that you know, it's a great site if you want to keep up updated on your news. But I also look at PS3 Fanboy and the Wii Fanboy. It's all part of the joystick family. And even the PS3 Fanboy was talking about home and saying that how they have, or about the PlayStation Store, that they're going to revamp and do a whole bunch of stuff, and that they're trying to desperately catch up to the far... I can't remember the exact wording. It wasn't far superior, but basically just a very, very good Xbox Live marketplace. I thought that was kind of interesting. So, but anyways, that's it. That's all.
Microsoft should license Live. They should license Live. Sony and Microsoft should team up. Can you imagine that console if those two team, if they, those two guys, you know, companies teamed up? You'd be heading toward the one console future, but nah. I mean, that's what Microsoft does best is software, and that's what Sony does best is hardware. So, but okay, well, see you, Phil. Later, PS3. Hey, Kyle. Since you're a huge GTA 4, did you download and play the demo?
Yep. You stole my news story.
Oh. You didn't download and play the demo that's not coming out? That Rockstar doesn't have plans to make?
Thanks for rubbing it in.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much my story, is GTA 4 will not have a demo as far as we know. I don't want to say this is official, but... you know, Rockstar, it seems like Rockstar doesn't have plans to make one. Now, I did get this from playing Xbox 360, and they're actually quoting videogamer.com, and they say that a Rockstar rep quoted, says, "I'm sure there won't be. If there was, we would have talked about it. With a game like this, the guys at Rockstar North will want to spend every minute making the game look great. Most people know the concept of GTA anyway. I don't know the demo is worth the time and effort. So that's pretty much it is no demo. And this actually kind of makes me think that they're not going to make their date.
No, again. They'll make the date.
You think so?
No. They'll make the date, but... It just, a demo just doesn't make any sense. I mean, you couldn't structure it correctly. I mean, I don't have a problem with them not having a demo. I'm going to buy the game. If you're a real GTA fanboy, you're going to buy the game no matter what. I mean, it looks so good from screenshots and videos that, to be honest, I probably wouldn't even download the demo.
Well, I'm not saying that the game's going to be crappy. I know the game's going to be great, and I know it's going to look great. But the thing is we've, you know, everybody's been waiting so long. There's nothing wrong to release a small demo 2 weeks ahead of the game releasing just to get people hyped about it, you know, get them in there, you know, let them learn a little bit about the game and gameplay and stuff like that. I know it probably hasn't changed much, but do something. I mean... Other games don't have problems putting out demos. Now, you do have to have some of your resources set aside to do a demo. That's why I'm saying they may make their date, but it almost sounds like they're struggling to like meet it. You know, they're cutting things out.
See, but I just think that they're going to sell this thing so much and make so much money that they're just not going to waste losing any money in the time that it would take to do a demo. I think that's all it is. It just comes down to they know they're going to clean up, so what's the point of spending money on a demo you really don't need? I think that's what it comes down to. And it's going to be a pretty mature game, too. That could be part of it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the language in San Andreas was horrible to the point where, I mean, I don't really care for that type of language, so I just played with no volume. I mean, that's how bad it got. So having to go in there and knowing that anyone, unless you somehow put a rate or an age restriction on it, being able to go in there and
there is age
like,
restriction,
delete all the
so.
Vocals and stuff. Well, but still.
Yeah, but.
I think it's, demos are just too much work. I mean, if I was Rockstar, I would be, I mean, it's probably going gold here pretty soon anyways.
I mean,
but,
you guys are coming down to is that they already have their stake in the ground. Everybody already knows who they are. They don't have to impress people. It's pretty similar to, like, you know, not having a Halo demo.
Yeah, what's the point?
Yeah. Or, a Gears of War 2. Gears of War 2 probably won't have a demo. You know.
Halo 3 didn't have a demo. They had a multiplayer.
Well, that's beta. That's what I was saying. They didn't have a demo. You know, because it's Halo.
Yeah.
It's Halo. I mean,
you're going to sell billions of them anyway.
Why do you need a beta? Yeah, so, I mean, I understand. I'm just saying I understand. But it's almost like they seem like they're insulted. Like, you know, what demo? No, there's no reason to put time and effort in a demo. They want to spend their time making the game look great. And it's like, well, the game should already look great by now. You know, and it's still not coming out for, what, 2 more months or something like that? So, but, okay, we don't have to spend any more time. I'll let Kyle here get to his, the 4Ds and... Let him blabber on for a while.
All right, well, my time to blabber on, like Brun has gotten to, and I'm sure Wing will get to also. First up is the dated section, and it's rare that we ever have a marketplace or a arcade release to talk about because we record on a Friday, and usually it isn't announced till Sunday or Monday what the Wednesday release is for the arcade, but... We do have a arcade release this week. Rocketman Axis of Evil will be heading to the XBLA next week. And you know what? I don't have a price for it. So I will get that real fast. 800 Microsoft points.
That was quick.
Will be the price. So, yeah, I already had a tab open. So check it out. Never heard of it, but looks cool. Second on the list is Details. Going along with the GTA 4 theme, I thought this was pretty interesting. Evidently, you can beat GTA 4 in 100 hours of gameplay.
So that's a pretty short game, huh?
Yeah.
You only have to play the game for 4 days straight and 6 hours, right? My math is correct.
But it's 100 hours because you're going to have to keep playing the same thing over and over and over because you keep failing.
Exactly. You get down to 3 missions and you fail it.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what happened with me on San Andreas and Vice City and the first one. So, yes. So we won't spend too much time on that. It's going to be a great game anyways. I'm going to enjoy it. Next up is THQ. Remember that little game called Frontline Fields of War that supported 50-player online? Well, THQ has decided that, you know what, we're going to put up 90 servers for this game's launch for the 50-player battles. So they're pretty darn ready for that, I would assume. That's a lot of servers in one room. So that was pretty interesting. And the 360 add-on HD DVD drive has officially been dropped to $49. United States, of course. That's pretty funny. So go pick one up. It doubles as a serving platter. I thought this was kind of interesting. Real fast, I want to get you guys' take on it. You know this show on Discovery Channel, Deadliest Catch? Or they catch the crabs or whatever.
Yeah, I watch it. I DVR it. I love that show.
There is going to be a video game.
And... Okay, that'll be interesting.
You... It... From what there's barely any announcement, like any detail on it, but from what I read, you get this rickety old crab boat and you catch crabs.
Oh my
yeah.
gosh.
I'm trying to think of, it's probably going to be something, it's going to be like a fishing game. I mean,
yeah. I mean, I don't know what all you, how interactive could you be with that?
I don't know. It's
you
almost
sit a
like
pot
maybe
down and you just like wait for the crab to come in.
Did they mention if it's going to be a retail or Xbox Live Arcade game?
It's retail.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's coming out for the 360 and PC.
I hope that thing will have DLC.
Oh. All right.
Blue Crab add-on.
Yeah.
Back. 200 Microsoft points for Blue Crab and
we can do different coastlines, you know, different waterways.
Dude, it's Alaska.
I just picture for some reason the old Jaws game where you have the boat and you're like just driving around looking for Jaws.
But anyways,
okay.
So,
well,
yeah, look for the Bering Strait DLC to come out for that next year. And this might disappoint you guys, but from what I have read,
don't even read it, dude. Just move on. Don't even read it.
Crackdown
2. Don't say it, man. Don't say it. If you don't say it, then it's not true.
Crackdown 2 does not exist.
Oh, that's bull hockey.
No freaking way that game rules.
Yeah, I know.
I'll find the story.
Crackdown 2 will have to come at some point because it will make money.
Hold on. Let me find it.
Go ahead and continue.
I'll continue. Just I'm trying to find the story so I can read it to you guys.
Man, this new host just keeps taking forever.
Dude, do we have to rewind to the one show where he took like 20 minutes to talk about HD, DVD, and
Blu-ray? He spent 20 minutes on Blu-ray just today. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Blu-ray.
Like we're like 30
people saying that Xbox will die because of... All right, don't get me started.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Well, now that Run's done talking, I can continue. Let's see. Moving on to the download section. And I'm surprised you guys didn't take this story. What's up with that?
I was going to, but I figure everybody in the world already knows by the time the show comes out.
That's true. Well, if you haven't played Call of Duty 4 in a while, the patch randomly appeared. So you can download it. Good job.
DLC now. I got those 4,000 points burning a hole in my Xbox's pocket.
All right. Well, you have fun with that. All right. Now let's move on to the DLC section. And it's no surprise that we have both Rock Band and Guitar Hero DLC to report on.
Boo.
Why are you booing?
Guitar Hero 3.
Oh. Yeah, what a
I've already had to send
game.
My Wii version of Guitar Hero 3 back to Activision because of the stereo mono issue.
What?
You guys didn't hear about that?
It's not related to the Xbox,
on
we
the,
don't care.
On the box.
Yeah, nor do
well.
We care. Rock Band is getting a Grateful Dead pack, and this is kind of interesting. China Cat Sunflower, Casey Jones, Sugar Magnolia, Truckin, Franklin's Tower, and I Need a Miracle, all by the Grateful Dead, will be in a pack, and they are all bundled together for 800 Microsoft points.
That's not bad. When are they going to do the full albums? Aren't they supposed to be doing full albums?
Yes, they're supposed to, and people are asking that question, and they have yet to respond.
Because last time I heard it was like right after release. Oh, not until... Right before Christmas. Oh, not until the first of the year. Oh, now it's still not here.
You know what? If you don't own the game, you can't talk. Because there is about, what would you say, Wing? Like 40, 50 songs on the marketplace right now that you can download?
Oh, no. I'm not saying that they're not doing anything. Like Guitar Hero is not doing anything. I mean, I know there's songs, and a lot of the songs that we've rattled off and stuff, sound really cool. I just remember them saying something about full albums, and I doubt if it's Rock Band's fault. I bet it has to do with everything with the artists themselves.
Well,
so,
if you recall back to one of my stories in a previous episode, They were working on the delivery method because of the... They were talking about, due to this, the size of it, they were working to redo and revamp some stuff to ensure better downloads and faster with the whole album. So they are working on them.
Okay.
They're coming. Nirvana's on the list, I know. Nirvana's Nevermind album.
Yeah.
That's going to be probably the first full album to be released.
Sell a million. Yep. That'll sell a million.
Now, by the way, to rub salt in the wound, I forgot to mention this, but it's a rumor, but the place, the game that's taking the place of Crackdown 2, you
want to know? Sure.
King Kong 2?
It's a martial arts game. It's kind of funny. But, yeah.
It's like putting out an Ultimate Fighting Championship game.
On Crackdown.
Yeah.
Crackdown 2.
So. Yeah.
Crackdown. Genetically altered.
No.
Policeman.
Come on. Crackdown is just a... Is just a ripoff of of GTA
Except
4.
Crackdown was fun.
Or GTA.
No.
Come on.
Yeah, you can...
Well,
you could
that's
scale,
your
it was the first. It was the first one that scaled vertically.
You didn't have magic agility orbs in GTA.
We all know humans can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, no
had
one
had to fight
wants
for
that.
My territory and take out my girlfriend.
No one wants to do that either. All right. Well, anyways, let's
Get
continue.
Some hot coffee.
This is ridiculous. Guitar Hero is
welcome to
is
the show.
Releasing a note. No Doubt Pack, Don't Speak, Sunday Morning, and Excuse Me, Mister, will be in that pack. And you know what? This pack is not that badly priced. I'm surprised. 500 Microsoft points.
Really? I think that's actually really high.
Compared with their other being like 1,000 points for a 5-pack or whatever it was.
Grateful Dead... six songs, 800 points. Guitar Hero, 3 songs, 500 points.
Yeah.
No Doubt songs, 500 points.
Well, it's better price than other DLCs that they've had.
Yeah.
Just put it that way.
The other issue that I have Guitar Hero is I ordered a freaking guitar in November of 2007 for a Christmas present. And I still haven't gotten it.
Why don't you get on the ball and call them, maybe?
Well, the first thing I did was sent back the game that was supposed to be in stereo, but they made and and stamped a bunch of discs with it in mono. So I have to get that back first.
Well, why don't you just go call Activision and just whine to them because we don't want to hear you whine.
How about I just get a chainsaw and gears of War 2.
Yeah, how about we move
on?
To
wait for that. How about we
talk about...
Yeah, great transition, Brun. A+.
Exactly.
All right, all you gearheads out there, we know you probably feel a lot like us. You felt betrayed when the PC version of Gears of War came out and the PC guys got to play extra levels. They got to take on the Brumac, and we only got to dream of it. Well, it's kind of been a question... that has been avoided, but now we have a voice actor, John DiMaggio, who basically does the voice for Marcus Fenix. He has revealed that Xbox 360 owners will finally get a chance to fight a Brumac in Gears of War 2, and this was during an interview he did with IGN, and I quote, "It's badass. In fact, I saw some of the stuff yesterday. Which level was it? It was, well, listen, there's bigger beasts in the game. Bigger beasts. Remember the scene with the Brumac? When the Brumac comes out and we're like, Brumac, roll, get out of here. And it's coming after them and they don't have to fight with him? Well, they fight him now."
And then he was fired.
Now we got the voice of Homer Simpson for Marcus Fenix in Gears 2.
That would be awesome. Instead of sweet, it's like dope.
That would be funny.
Instead of collecting cocktails, they collect stuff beers or donuts. So, but that's it. Supposedly, we're going to see a Brumac battle in Gears of War 2. Don't forget, that's November of 2008. Sweet. Reserve your copy today.
All right. And like we mentioned earlier, our Beat Up the Host was with Grawl 2, and there was some recent DLC that Wing and Kyle have, and I've been actually thinking about getting it. I'm not 100% sure yet, but there are actually more achievements on Xbox.com that are kind of blocked out, and you can't unlock them yet, which kind of hints toward possibly more DLC. So, for all you Grawl 2 fans, which we all three are Grawl 2 fans, I would say, we could have 8 new achievements for 125 gamer score coming our way. So, the like I said, it comes straight from Xbox.com, so you can go out to Xbox.com, check out the Grawl 2 page, and you'll see those achievements. Now, will these new achievements correspond to free DLC or paid DLC? That's, you know, what we need to wait on. But
You'll be paying for it.
Do you think so? Because, the other thing is I was really surprised that the DLC they just came out with, we had to pay for. Because all the
cheap eventually. Well, it's just like everybody else. They release it for a price first.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably down the road, after 6 months to a year, probably closer to a year, it'll be free, I'm sure.
Is that the last thing they did? Didn't they do that last time?
Yeah, with Rainbow Six Vegas, they did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, Rainbow Six Vegas has DLC.
They also did it with their... Grawl 2 had a couple throwback
maps. Yeah, they were free. What was the other... Gears of War had the stuff that you had to wait for. And Halo 3 is going to have stuff that you need
hidden
to wait for.
Hidden map pack, hidden fronts.
It was just kind of weird that their DLC was just so far down the road after the game was released. And then they made you pay for it, but okay. No complaints, though.
It's worth it, though. I'm glad to be playing it again. It is a lot of fun. And those co-op missions are a blast. And I'm really glad that we're going to get more. And this doesn't surprise me because it's actually, if I noticed when I downloaded it, it was called Co-op Map Pack 1.
Mm.
You know, so, or Co-op Pack 1, or Co-op, the Co-op Collection 1, I think is what they called it. So
is
I was like, there are going to be more.
Is it going to be free here soon, or?
It'll be probably a while. I mean, it's only been out like a month.
Well, yeah. Well, like I said, I'm thinking about getting it, but not 100% sure yet.
Well, you get it, let me know. I'll go through the co-op missions with you. They're awesome, man. These are really well done. Really
if I
well
get
done.
Them, it might be this weekend. So,
All right.
Cool. Well, that's the last story that I got. So, let's do announcements and feature time. Or might be a long show.
All right.
Thanks to CashFly, you were able to download our podcast with extreme speed. CashFly's global network can help deliver your content, ensuring that the website, streaming media, and downloads exceed expectations. CashFly delivers unsurpassed features including lower bandwidth costs, instant on-demand capacity, real-time detailed reporting, and 100% availability. Visit CashFly.com to see how it can work for you. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's feature presentation.
All right, it's time for the features, and the first one is a game I'm actually very excited to try. It's Army of Two, and this game takes the buddy system to the next level. You are a soldier in a two-man squad, and all gameplay centers around two-man missions, two-man strategies, and the fact that two heads are sometimes better than one. Your two-man outfit is composed of ex-Army Rangers, now working for a private military corporation. And your task is to work hard in hand with your partner to form the deadliest Army of Two on the planet. Your teammate may be AI, or transfer online and play live with a friend. When one man is not enough, it's going to take an Army of Two to save us. Some of the features of this are co-op isn't just a mode, it's the whole game. So work with your teammates to develop two-man strategies and use that advantage to eliminate enemies. This, from what I've read about this game and trailers I've seen, there are a lot of co-op. I mean, it really is a co-op game. Like, if you get shot, your buddy can come up and he'll grab you by the collar and drag you to safety. But while he's dragging you, you're shooting people still. You can pick up like a car door and use it as a shield while your buddy stands behind you. So you're walking forward with like a shield and he's walking behind you popping guys.
That's funny.
It really looks really good. This game, I do believe this was one of them that was delayed. And I think it's definitely for the better.
Cool.
And I'm hoping... I've kind of arranged my rental thing to... there's nothing on my list but this. I actually reactivated it because I really want to get this game, but I just didn't want to pay for it because I'm buying Rainbow Six here in a couple weeks. But
is it coming out in a couple weeks?
Yes, in 2 weeks.
Oh, man, I haven't even beat the first one yet.
Better get on it. So, this game will also have the intelligent partner AI. The partner AI has been developed to work with the way the gamer actually plays the game, taking the lead when it needs to do so or dropping back in support at other times. So that'll be cool. Customization. Weapons are upgradable and customizable and, of course, can be shared with your partner. And another thing I saw in some of the trailers is when you're going around and you're doing your missions, you earn money, and that's what you got to use that to upgrade and buy weapons. And so that'll be kind of cool. Online play, you get to move seamlessly between play with computer partner AI to a real-life partner. Don't think alone. Think like you're an army of two. Now, the one bad thing about the game that some people might say is the fact that notice how when you're going online, you're still just with one other person. So it doesn't look like there's any kind of mass multiplayer death matching and stuff like that. But you know what? There's a million games out there to do that. I do kind of like to see this. This is strictly a co-op, and I'm looking forward to it. So this will be really interesting to play. Overkill date on this is March 4th, 2008. And you can check our show notes for a direct link to the Xbox.com game page with all the info there and screenshots and videos if you want to see more.
Cool.
Are either of you guys planning on trying this game at all?
I may rent it. Not 100% sure yet, because the game that I'll be talking about today, I've kind of been waiting on.
Yeah.
I don't have any money, and if I did, now that I've remembered that, Rainbow Six Vegas is coming out in 2 weeks. Yeah. Probably not, considering that I haven't even opened up Mass Effect yet. It does sound cool, but I've seen way too many videos on the TV... trailers, and I don't think it looks all that great. So, I don't know. I mean, it seems like it could be cool, but I don't know. It's probably a no-go for me. Unless, Wing, you get it and you're like, oh my goodness, this is the best co-op game I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I'll definitely let you guys know what I think of it when I get it.
I mean, if you completely like it and you want somebody to go through it, I'll definitely rent it, but That's probably the best.
That's fine. I was just curious. Just curious what you guys are planning on.
Now this one, I definitely am gonna have to scrounge up money for. Bully Scholarship Edition. Now all I've heard from this is just constant, like, bad feedback. Like, isn't this the one that's like all the controversy surrounding it?
It's a Rockstar game. Of course there's controversy.
You guys know?
Yeah. It's basically just Bully, but re-released with some new stuff, I think.
I thought it was like the whole, like, all this controversy around it. But basically, if you're like me and doesn't really know much about it, Bully, which was previously released, comes to the 360 in Bully Scholarship Edition. The tale of a mischievous 15-year-old Jimmy Hopkins as he goes through the hilarity and awkwardness of adolescence at the fictional New England boarding school, Bulworth Academy. Beat the jocks at dodgeball, prank the preppies, and save the nerds, kiss the girl, and ultimately navigate the social hierarchy in the worst school around. Let's see. Bully Scholarship Edition brings together all the cliches around school. The cliques, the teachers, the pranks, and creates an environment which is hilarious to play and interesting to explore. There's 82 missions, 45 lessons, loads of mini games and collectibles, and Bully provides over 30 hours of entertainment. So compare that to GTA 4's 100, and you got a small game. You can spread the mischief. You can use your slingshot to annoy the school mascot, give the preppies wedgies, leave a stink bomb in the cheerleader's locker room, trip the perfects on well-balanced marbles, drop firecrackers in the toilet, and own the school. Yeah. And basically, you're in charge. Decide whether you have a positive or negative effect when interacting or accepting missions. Say hello to fellow classmates or deliver mean wedgies. Decide which girls you want to kiss or what classes.
The controversy
to skip.
I think you're talking about is that achievement called Over the Rainbow. That's where you can kiss a boy in this game, I guess.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, no big deal. But sounds fun. I heard it's actually a good game. Everybody's kind of glad it's on the 360 re-released, but when's it coming out?
It is coming out on the 3rd. That is the official Overkill date, March 3rd, 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And like Mark mentioned, there'll be a link in the show notes to see a little bit more about the game. Yeah, this is a no-go, but that's just my opinion.
All right. And finally, MLB 2K8 baseball game for 2008. Kind of excited about it. Major League Baseball 2K8 returns to Diamond with the most complete MLB experience available on the 360. Revolutionizing your control of the five tools in baseball. And they are brand new pitching, fielding, and base running controls, and a completely overhauled batting interface, which thank goodness for that. Now, I've seen some screenshots, and this actually looks kind of cool, but it's featuring a totally unique trading card mode, robust major league system, all new signature style animations for 2008, and more. So, brings a lot of fun. Some of the features, Swing Stick 2.0, unparalleled bat or ball to bat contact, unlimited variety to hit types, hit types, and more realistic at bats with deeper inside edge integration, signature style, so you get to see the whole, crossing, touching your hands and flipping your gloves around every time they come up the bat, all that fun stuff. Total pitch control. Now, this is actually the new thing. The revolutionary analog stick pitching system uses right stick motions and timing to determine pitch type, speed, and accuracy. Precision throw control, unlimited throw types and trajectories. Use real-world physics and inside edge data to bring realism and a variety to every defensive play on the field. All-new base running, which is really good. It's basically simplified. And now overhauled AI now play a key role in offensive strategy. Full major leagues, 90 or full minor leagues, I should say, is 90 minor league teams. 2K cards, you earn them, collect them, share them, and trade them. 2K Sports Online, which is actually kind of cool because you can hold tournaments, have a league, all that fun stuff. And booth announcers, which booth announcers. But March 3rd, Overkill date, 2008, and I'll have a link to in the show notes for more. And that is it.
I never understood that card trading system, but that's okay.
Actually, it's new. It looks neat. I mean, I think it looks really neat.
I don't know. Madden, I'll probably rent it a while ago, but
so okay.
By the way, breaking news, they officially started taking pre-orders for Guitar Hero Aerosmith. Shipping June 2008.
Sweet.
What a joke. All right.
Okay.
Do you think you have what it takes to be the host of a podcast? Would you like to get involved with a company that is taking the next giant step in how people get their media goodness? Well, Broken Eggs Media is looking for you. We have several openings available right now. We are currently looking for podcast show hosts and producers, audio and video editing specialists, graphics guru, experience in Photoshop, etc., animations guru with experience in Maya 3D Studio, etc., and webmaster with Joomla experience. Surf over to BrokenEggsMedia.com and click on Join Our Team.
Hi, this is Trapper Markells, a.k.a. Change Agent from 360 Voice, and you're watching the Xbox Podcast.
All right, guys, I got an interesting rumor mill story this week, and I actually read about this, I think last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, but didn't really go into it because we were, I think it was one of our long shows. But there was a listing on the official Microsoft jobs website, and I guess this job listing has since been pulled. But basically the rumor is that though the Wii and the PlayStation 3 are catching up to the most popular online gaming service, which is Xbox Live, despite requiring users to pay subscription fees to play online, the service has seen massive growth. Well, even though it's updated twice a year and all that, blah, 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 and we know, of course, we know it's the best thing. But basically, the advertisement for the job has basically led people to believe that there is a new Xbox Live on the horizon.
Woohoo!
The official story is that after the ad was quickly yanked down, all a Microsoft rep would say is, "We have nothing further to share at this time." The job listing was for a program manager on Microsoft's own website. May have actually revealed a little bit more of the of drastic redesigns that are in the offering. Now, the listing asked applicants the following questions. Want to be involved in the next release of Xbox? Join the server-backed games team, part of the Xbox Live team that's responsible for creating a completely new way for mainstream audiences to enjoy the Xbox and Live. So, a lot of stuff was, you know, circulating about this, and, you know, I've often thought, and I know, I think we've talked about it before, with Sony coming out with Home, they're trying to, like, you know, one-up what Live is doing, and they've already bashed achievement points, you know, and they're going to do some kind of trophy system.
Yeah.
And
achievements aren't important. Nobody's going to fall for that.
Well, I'm not going to knock Home until I see it. I do think that, you know, knowing what's at stake, they're going to have to do something cool. I think Home probably will be pretty cool. I've already read some stuff about how some games are integrating into Home. They're going to we'll get into that another time. I actually think Home is shaping up to be something pretty cool. However, that and Microsoft has made comments about I think it was either E3 or it wasn't GDC, but there was something recently that they were talking about doing some stuff, you know, changing Live and doing getting into some kind of virtual world type of thing, but that's what a lot of this was geared toward. And then, of course, you know, is this bogus or not? Basically, given the pedigree of the source and Microsoft's cryptic answer, this looks to be pretty legit. However, there's a lot of questions that still remain. You know, what's going to look like, how it's going to be implemented, you know, yada, yada, yada. Now, after GDC, we found out that Xbox Live is going to now have XNA games. And these are going to be also available on your, you know, your phones and the Zune and, well, not your phone, I'm sorry, but the Zune and Windows PCs and of course, your 360. So, you know, the question is maybe that's part of it. Maybe that's what they were talking about. You know, independent developers are going to be able to start getting their games on Live. But I really think Microsoft's looking ahead. They've been ahead of the game with Live, and I think that, you know, seeing what Sony's doing, they're probably going to going to start moving forward, trying to really expand Xbox Live. So I don't know. What do you guys think?
I mean, it's a great service already. So, I mean, I don't know if I would pay any more for a 3D world type thing that Home is trying to bring. But, I mean, I guess I really just don't know where they want to go with it. I mean, I'd like to see any change as long as it's good.
Well, maybe they'll have advertising in your virtual world, and you won't have to pay for live service.
Which is what Sony's doing.
That's what I'm hearing.
Which is funny.
Yeah, it's gotta. I think Brun said this a while back. You gotta pay for it somehow. There's too much going on in the back end. They can't give it free. It's just not gonna. They can't keep supporting it for free.
Right.
You know.
Right. I mean, I'm a developer. I know that, you know, website and web development and any development whatsoever, it costs money. The tools cost money. The time for the people costs money. And that's why, and that's my opinion on why Home's taking longer than normal, is because they might have to put their programmers on something else. It's kind of like, you know, these guys are getting paid to build something that is just given away. So,
all righty. Well, you guys got any thoughts on that? Sound off in our forums or send us drop us a line at contact@xboxpodcast.com.
You've heard from us. Now let's hear from you in this week's community update.
All right. Community update. We got two emails from two of our lovely, lovely viewers, you know, ones we see on occasion, not too much, like Soul Assassin and Major Spork. But these emails are from Soul Assassin and Major Spork. First one from Soul Assassin is, when can we Europeans start playing 360 voice challenges for prizes? I tried to join yours, but it would not let me because I'm over in Europe. When we interviewed 360 voice, they told us that, you know, this is going to be US and Canada only.
No, their site says even Europe. So,
well, for prizes, that was the thing. Europeans and stuff can do the ones just for fun. Like when the prizes run out, they're going to keep challenges. Like we can still do challenges, but they're all going to be for fun. They're not going to be for prizes. So I know they can do those, but for prizes, is I think U.S. It's either U.S. only or U.S. and Canada only.
It says on their site. It says specifically Canada and the UK. It is available to them. So I don't know if it's just, you know, United Kingdom only, or if it's the rest of Europe.
For prizes?
Yep.
Okay. I tell you, I mean,
they're giving away customized 80 gig Zunes. They were talking about it on their podcast too.
Yeah, okay. Hold on about that, because if you listen to their podcast,
well, you won't get the Zune itself. You would get some equivalent, you know.
Right, and the reason why they can do that is because they are purchasing those out of their pocket, their own pocket. The thing with the Old Spice stuff is that's all sponsored stuff, and I don't think they could send it out the U.S. just because of all the information. I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll send an email to Trapper and have him maybe give us a response, but. So check back next week. I'll do that. I'll send him an email and he'll probably get back to me really quick because he usually does for us. So
get on the horn with him. Find out what's going on.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Other one is from Major Spork. Have you played? This would be few
multiplayer.
MP yeah. with equal multiplayer.
Multiplayer Frontlines, Fuel the War, or whatever it is. It's so fun, and is Kyle really gone? It's quiet without him. Cry.
Yeah. Loser.
But
Kyle
really, it's too quiet. I actually downloaded the demo to play it. It's okay. I mean, it's interesting, but it's I'm not going to purchase it or anything. And Kyle is not really gone. And yes, it is quiet without him. It's quiet without. When it's just two or three, it's kind of quiet.
Two or three.
Two of three.
Two.
Sorry.
Something like you said, or. And I got a quick shout out to Bashful Llama. He sent me. He was the only one that sent me a message. I was touched. He was like, "Are you really gone? Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to start a petition." So thank you, Bashful Llama, for caring about me. Obviously, you're one of the only ones. But I'm here. You don't have to start a petition.
Did you guys play? Did you guys play the multiplayer?
I did the single player and actually thought it was fun.
It's kind of
different,
weird.
But it was still kind of fun. I kind of liked it.
I'm ready for...
But Vegas is coming out. I mean, it's bad timing. I'm not going to get it because Vegas is coming out.
Exactly. Vegas, Tom Clancy, End of War, and GTA 4 and Fable 2.
All right. Yeah, no, there's a lot of stuff coming out, so...
Bad Company.
Oh, yeah, and remember Turning Point?
Yes.
I did the demo of that.
Fall of Liberty.
That game is horrible. Horrible. And it's so funny, because I'm playing it, I'm like, this game is horrible. You know, this is... I mean, it's literally... It's bad. And then I'm listening to IGN's, you know, podcast... And they're sitting there talking about, they're like, that game's horrible. They're like, you can walk up to the enemies and bump into them, and they won't even turn around and shoot you. It's like got so many problems. I'm just kind of laughing. It's not good.
Like an hour,
in
of
my
victory.
Opinion. What's that?
Remember Hour of Victory? How bad that was.
Yeah. Well, my thing is, the concept was neat. I like the concept of being the U.S. being invaded. And that's what I keep thinking that Call of Duty 5 needs to be. But okay. Before we move to the next thing, you know, Cashfly, you rock. We love you. Thank you for hosting our show, getting it out to the masses. So, I still download our show faster than even the big boys, like IGN and GameSpot. It takes like 10 minutes to download their show. Ours is down in like 2 minutes, less than that. But
if you need to get anything out, you want to put up a website, you want to get something, you want to do your own little show. I know Overkill was talking about possibly doing his own podcast. Overkill, I highly recommend getting with Cashfly at cashfly.com. They will definitely hook you up, and you'll be able to zip out your show to everybody. Lickety split.
Cool. All right. Frapper shout-outs. Everybody, the Frapper map is on our homepage of our website, xboxpodcast.com. It's right there on the right-hand side, right-hand column. And you can add yourself. We have 4 newcomers to the Frapper map. So we have Ryan, a.k.a. Ivana. I don't know if you should say CIV or Civ, but from... Scottsbluff, New England. Or is that Nebraska? What? Is it New England?
It's got to be Nebraska if it's in the
U.S. It's got to be Nebraska. I'm just like, New England's not really a state, is it?
No, it's an area.
Not a state.
Call them
New England
states. New England,
Brent.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And then you got Greg from Lafayette. Boo. No, I'm just kidding. So, and that would be Louisiana. And John from Atlanta, Georgia. And Joshua Howard Hamilton from Waikato, New Zealand. Would that be close, guys? Would you agree on that one?
Sure.
Waikato? I say Waikato. It's like Waco. Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't see my $60 from last week.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Cell 64?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to message him, but like, where's my money? Where's my money at?
He sent me a message saying he ain't paying you. He doesn't owe you nothing. That's what
I saw it in the forums. He said he wouldn't pay me $60. Well, that's okay. I'll take you to small claims court and call the Better Business Bureau.
Well,
get me a Walmart card. Just
more
kidding.
More than that, because you've mentioned him a couple times in this show already. So.
Oh, yeah. Now you're up to 80. Yeah, might as well make it an even $100. Sell 64. So, all right. Joshua Howard Hamilton. He's got the full name in there. So. What? I'm going to exit saying my full name.
You're joking, right?
Just to fit in with Joshua.
Okay. All right.
Now.
You guys have anything?
I got nothing.
I don't have anything either.
Brun bowling balls. Oh. All right. Well, good, because if you guys had something, I'd still start talking anyways. That is the conclusion of episode 49. We are 3 episodes away from the year episode. Wow, that's pretty cool. You can send your questions, comments, and complaints to contact@xboxpodcast.com, or you can hit the forums on xboxpodcast.com/forums. This is Moronic Cow, a.k.a. Lyle, a.k.a. Moronic Cow 1. See you later.
And this is Brun J. Swick, a.k.a. BJ Swick 33. And I'd like to welcome aboard Lyle.
And this is Mark, a.k.a. Wingman 709, taking off. We'll see you all next week.
Thanks for watching the Xbox Podcast. Power up your game score each week by visiting us at xboxpodcast.com.
Insert achievement, cash fly, and weekly feature. Did I cut you off, Kyle? I'm sorry. Okay.
Nope.
Alrighty. Nope, 3, 2, 1. Army of Two takes the buddy system to the next level. You are a soldier in a 2-man squad while all gameplay centers around 2-man mission. Is that alright?
I was sitting there thinking, I'm like, I hope he does the whole thing like that.
Yeah. Alrighty. 3, 2, 1.